Every Tuesday, we get up to the minute for our health with Dr. Bruce Phillips from Jennings County Well Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. I don't know, you probably have smoke detectors and that type of thing in your home,
yes.
I assume.
Mm-hmm.
And is it just me, or do your smoke detectors always start chirping in the middle of the night?
Right, right.
And you have to get the ladder out and all that type of thing. And normally a fresh battery does the trick. Well, this weekend, of course, right on cue, middle of the night, starts chirping. Get the ladder out, look at the smoke detector, and it's a different kind, and it's a lithium battery, not the 9-volt battery. And so after moments of frustration, because, you know, you unplug it, it still has a charge, so it keeps chirping. And, you know, you're just frustrated wanting to get back to bed. And so screwdriver later, pop that sucker out just to quiet it for the time being. And learn something in the process that smoke detectors have an expiration date.
Hmm.
That was new information to me. I've bought many a smoke detector and never noticed an expiration date. So probably if I was a good proactive homeowner, I would, you know, have noted that better and put that in my cell phone or something to change that sucker out so that it wouldn't start chirping in the middle of the night. And the point being is, you know, don't shoot the messenger. The message was there. I didn't pay attention, and my frustration should have been pointed at me because I didn't take heed to the message.
Mm.
And in healthcare, we do the same thing. You know, so many times we get the message, and then we take a pill to eliminate the message, or we put something on topically to eliminate the message, or whatever the case may be. And most of the time that message comes in the form of pain. And, you know, the initial message might not be too loud, and then it gets louder and louder and louder over time. And we don't do anything about it other than try to hush up the message. And the point being is if we would just look and take action in the beginning, the solution would be so much easier. Like me, if I would have taken action, I wouldn't have got woke up. I would have changed that in a timely fashion and wouldn't have had a problem. Whereas in healthcare, if you just get a little bit of discomfort, or God forbid, maybe even be proactive and take some of the advice that we talk about every week and maybe do some proactive stretching or mobilization exercises or strengthening exercises, and you wouldn't have the pain that keeps squawking at you during the day, middle of the night, whenever the case may be. And so don't shoot the messenger. That message is your body's way of communicating with you that something is wrong. You don't get pain just for random reasons. It just, your body isn't designed that way. It's trying to communicate to you, and the only way that it can communicate to you is through symptoms, whether that be, you know, itching or pain or any other type of irritating symptom. We need to listen, and we need to pay attention, and we need to take action. And that action doesn't include covering up the symptom, but that has been the message for years and years and years. Take this for pain, take this for itching, take this for relief. And we just kick the can further down the road, and we have a bigger problem someday when we finally decide to address the problem. And I deal with that every day with patients that come in and ask the metaphorical question, how did I get in this situation? And all you have to do is look at their history, and they've been complaining of this for months, possibly years, and not taking any action. And that's what gets you there. You know, most of us don't drive our car down the road with it, you know, making god-awful noises and not addressing the problem and expect it to keep going forever. And our bodies are the same way. We have to maintain them, or they're not going to keep going. So hopefully that hits home with some of you, and you're take some sort of action to improve your health today.
All right. Good advice. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Dr. Bruce Phillips, Jennings County Well Care, bringing us up to the minute for our health.